Well, the funny thing is, working in security, working in the galleries regularly, is that I feel it's a lot to say to put out there, but I feel like these are our peers.
Right.
If you're walking in the galleries and you're looking at art and you're, it's not competitive. It's not, I want to knock you off the wall and I'm going to be in this museum one day. It's just, these are my peers. These are people to learn from. These are people that have achieved in the past. And I think the difference between a lot of the people that work at the museum in security, for instance, or in education or in other departments that are regularly in the museum is they don't perceive it as a collection of art or artifacts to be looked at. They perceive it as something that they're interacting with on a daily basis, that they're learning from, that they're growing from, or that they're speaking to individually. Right. So I don't know if you feel that way. But
I couldn't have said it better.
It's interesting to have those conversations because we're regularly having conversations about art.
We'll talk about, you know, an artist exclusively for like months, you know. We would go back and forth about Picasso all the time, you know, because like Picasso's he's a little rascal, you know, he likes to cause trouble.
But I don't feel like I'm being disrespectful if you call Picasso a rascal. He was.
Right.
He's a jerk.
Right.
But
yeah,
I love him. But I love him like a friend.
Right.
Because if you were to compete with Picasso, you're always going to lose.
The great thing about the security department is that everyone is heavy into the arts and they're active. It feels kind of like a fight club to me. It's like, yeah, we're like the artists, you know, we're rebellious, you know, we're like going to do things by our own means. You know, we love art. We're here all the time, yada, yada. But when we go to other museums, do you get like really scared or sensitive to like the guards and security? Like, do you, because of me, I'm very respectful and I'm always, okay, I know the rules. I'm not going to break them. And I end up breaking the rules because I want to like get close to the painting. It's, oh, wow, they have a Goya. I'm going to get close to that and look at it. It's, no, back up, buddy. I should know better, sir. I'm really sorry.
Because I studied painting and I romanticize painting, oil painting in particular. I have a strange habit of smelling paintings. And I've been caught smelling paintings in galleries and museums before. So I actually, usually when I go into museums, I try to be very respectful of the staff and mindful of their rules. So in the past where I might have been a bad patron and taken photos on the sly and broken some rules. I never touched paintings.
Right.
I never did that, but
never.
I do remember being yelled at for smelling a Van Gogh. I got yelled at for that in the Museum of Modern Art. But
nice.
But I am much
more careful.
Starry
night. Was everyone there?
No,
in front
it
of
wasn't
you.
Even. It wasn't even one of the major Van Goghs. I mean, all Van Goghs are major, but it was one of the Van Goghs that people didn't even recognize as Van Goghs.
Right.
So
like,
it's some. You know, it looks like caulk, and I wanted to know if it smelled like oil still, 100 years later.
Did it?
It didn't. No, it didn't.
Were you let down?
I was embarrassed more than anything.
Because you got caught.
I was drawn in without realizing, you know, I don't have control of my own body.
Well, I mean, that just shows how much you enjoy art.
Yeah.
I can dig it. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely. That's a great story.